Very, very, very good evening, Zimbabwe. Omuhle. You are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America on Tuesday, the 4th of September. Bafethu, igama lami nguMike Hove. My name's Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninga.
Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome to the Youth Connection Live Talk. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Lamhlanje bafethu, tonight on The Connection, we're opening the mics to you guys. Nina, abantu abasemakhaya, abantu abaseZimbabwe. All Zimbabweans all over the world, we're opening the mics to you. In particular, abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of Zimbabwe, we're opening the mics to you all. We would like to hear the one most important thing. You know, we now have President Omucha, uMongameli uEmmerson Mnangagwa. We have a new president, uMthungameli weNyika, uEmmerson Mnangagwa. So we want to hear from you guys. One, what is the biggest demand you have of uMongameli wethu Omucha? What do you expect from President Emmerson Mnangagwa with regards to uplifting impilo zabantu abasakhulayo, the lives of vanhu vechidiki? So bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, the program is all yours. We're also going to be tackling and talking about amanye ama fellowships ngenhlelo ezijiyeneyo that are within Zimbabwe that are all targeted towards uplifting abantu abasakhulayo.
And to join in the discussion today, please feel free to write your numbers in the comment section or call us directly on +1 202 619 2077, and we will call you back.
And of course, bafethu, the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency, njalo ku 4930 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through Friday, bafethu, 8 to 9 p.m. sikhona lapha ebulenjini.
We're also broadcasting live on our 3 Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and the VOA Shona. Not to forget our 3 web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and the www.ndebele.com. Tune in.
Yes, bafethu, so thanks once again for joining us. Sikuhlelo, The Connection. We are live coming to you from Voice of America Studio 7. Lamhlanje, we are talking about the one and only President Emmerson Mnangagwa. It's all about us, thina njengabantu abasakhulayo. We want to hear ukuthi you as the youth of Zimbabwe, nina, who are watching us live, what do you think of uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa? 1, 2, what exactly are you expecting ukuthi uMongameli will do for you to uplift impilo yakho? Nxa usithi uMongameli angimthandi, I don't think he'll do anything. Manje umbuzo wami engizaphinda ngikubuze ngithi, what exactly are you going to do to change your situation? uMongameli usekhona 5 years, mchokotsho ukhona uMongameli. So what exactly are you going to do to change isimo sempilo sakho? Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, thumezeleni umlayezelo, or even write inombolo yakho ku comment section. Sikhona namhlanje sisonke siyaxoxa ngobunengi bethu. Vanso
Mike,
warengi awe
zvakamira sei?
Ama one ma levels mdara
hanzi pfe varungoti pfepfe vafana vechidiki kumusha uku hatisikuziva kuti zviri kuenda nekupi. Asi wataura nyaya yakanaka kuti nhasi izuva ravo.
Of course.
Uri kuvavhurira mukana wekuti vataure zvavanofunga pamusoro pekuti Zimbabwe yoita sei kuenda kumberi, tarisiro dzavo, kuti nyika yokunguruka sei, chimuti ichi chiri kutambidzanwa sei chichienda kumberi. Vamwe vanoti chakabvutwa, vamwe vanoti chakatambidzanwa. Tuda kuti tinzwe kwavari, handiti ndo nyaya iri pano nhasi. Uyewo wavabvunza kuti imimi vechidiki muri kuitei, kwete kungoti muri kuitirwei, asiwo imimi zvamuri kuita ndezvipi? Ndo nyaya iri pano nhasi.
Ngempela.
So we wait to hear.
Ngempela. So bafethu, we have another youth person okhona lathi lamhlanje ku studio, lo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, who's from Zimbabwe, he's doing his PhD lapha eMelika. Bafethu, yena la he will tell you his thoughts on uMongameli wethu omutsha, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So bafethu, masihambeni kuye siyeze ukuthi ngibani igama lakhe, njalo uza sitshela okuningi. Kelvin Mandula, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, my brother.
Hi, Mike.
Welcome. Lapa, we give each other my big ups, Lapa.
Thank you. Enjoy
impilo mfuthu.
Life is good, man.
Welcome. This is your first time here.
It's my first time here on studio, but I've been on your other program by telephone.
Not your last, I hope.
Definitely not my
right.
first time.
So, Vanzo, I'm not sure if Uyamazi Longo Kelvin Manduna.
Right.
The only thing I know about Mr. Manduna is he's a PhD student at Howard University.
Fair.
A very prestigious university.
Fair.
In the USA. And he is also supposedly, according to my, a very strong sympathizer or supporter of President Mnangagwa.
Fair. That's all I can say. Fair. No, but jokes aside, but to Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us. Good hello. So, of course, he's willing to be corner, Kelvin. I know Ugutu wena uyamsekela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. So, I guess my first point to you is, why Emmerson Mnangagwa? Why umsekela? Ubona ngani, what will he do for abantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe?
I think the reason why I felt inclined to support Mnangagwa among the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Who presented themselves.
The 23.
Yes. Was out of pragmatism.
Mm-hmm.
I understood that we were not going to have a hard shift from the previous environment. It was going to be a transitional change.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the person who was best able to usher us through that transition was Mnangagwa.
Mm.
Because I knew the events of November ushered in a certain structure. And out of pragmatism, I think what we have is what we have to live with for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are clear demands that we will be making of Mnangagwa as our youths.
Mm.
So I think that's what hope we will ventilate today.
So Manje, when as a young person who's living lapha kwele Melika,
right. What
would your biggest expectations be of uhulumende lo omutsha oza?
I think the primary issue for our youth is employment.
Mm-hmm.
That is front and center. We have a serious challenge.
Now, what in Ubam, I understand which employment.
Right.
Now, I remember, and I know some people said it as a joke.
Right.
Umongameli Mugabe, what I'm going to bring in a large amount of employment, I guess. Eneng would argue with it. However, abantu bathi nxa uyivenda, that's a form of employment. So now city uzalethi employment.
Right.
What kind of employment are we talking about here?
Well, there are two types. I mean, I know I've heard that informal. The informal sector is a real sector. It's a reality in most of Africa, Zimbabwe included.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the latest figure for the size of it. But we have to appreciate that's where most of our... In this country, they call it a gig economy. But that's what it is. If you're driving Uber and all these things, sometimes you are in the informal sector. Mm-hmm. Me as a consultant here, I'm in the informal sector here. So... We mustn't, I know we look at the vending side on the street, that side of it, and then people look down on it, but it can have viable, lucrative side to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to empower our youths who are going into that sector, make sure the conditions are safe, eliminate issues like smuggling and so on, the vices within the sector, to try and create environment. But for us as people who analyze, we are more, speaking of the formal sector and revival of the industrial and services sector to create jobs in that sector, the income tax paying side of the economy. Those are the jobs that we are buying, also particularly emphasizing. Because those are the people, I understand, who form the nucleus of a middle class, who borrow money from banks to buy houses, to buy cars, to drive the rest of the economy. So by and large, that is the sector we try to also emphasize formal jobs.
Yamuz.
Interesting. No, Nyamuz. Ndruku vanzwa vakura ava, vanokura ava vanda kumbokandwa pasi pebaza.
Andi. Gatwode tshware now. Eh, Mati.
Go easy, go
it's,
easy.
It's,
go easy.
I find it very amusing. You see, people have been talking in corridors and openly and in public and all over the place.
Right.
You see, Emmerson Mnangagwa factually has been President Mugabe's right-hand man from day one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even before Zimbabwe's independence.
Right.
And what new bloodline is he going to bring in today to this new Zimbabwe that he has failed to bring for the past 38 years?
Right. I think he himself, he has acknowledged that mistakes were made.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe doesn't go as far as some of his detractors would want. That's subject for debate. But he has acknowledged we've made a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But no two people will run things the same. Even if you are married, you and your wife, you are together for 20 years, joined at the hip, but you do things differently. Mugabe was an autocrat, meaning he's the alpha and omega of decision making. There was not much wiggle room, and that's, I think, something that we have to appreciate when we look at how Mugabe's tenure was. He ran a patronage system. Even if you were a technocrat, as the Nkosana Moyes have explained, there was no room to do what you are came and competent for. He's the final arbiter and the decision maker. So I think Mnangagwa and them, to some extent, they have been freed from that. But we must hold them to a strong leash, and I fully acknowledge that. They were part of that system. They are tainted by that system, and they must show that they are reformers from that system. And so many people have said, and I rightly acknowledge, there is a lot of hardline elements who are still in that old mindset, who he has to prune, or at least to minimize their influence. Otherwise, the new project won't be as successful as he wishes.
So, we have our second guest, so let's hold you for 1 second, and let's bring in the second guest into the conversation. We're speaking obuning bit, Namhlanje Evans. Right. So, we now have Ulipati Pepe, who's joining us on the line. Lipati, thank you so much for joining us, Lamhlanje Kuhlelo.
Thank you.
So, Lamhlanje, we're speaking about uMongameli wethu omutsha, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. I know ukuthi I've spoken to different people, and eningi seem to highlight the fact that ilizwe lethu, it's literally broken up in half when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo. Eningi labantu bakhanya ngani basamsekela uChamisa and abafuna ukusebenza ndawonye lo Mnangagwa. But reality and realistically speaking, silo mongameli omutsha, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is here for 5 years. So umbuzo wami uqala ke body to you would be, how do we move forward njengabantu abasakhulayo? How do we band together and unite and move forward sisidonse njengabantu abasakhulayo?
Yeah, I think that Zimbabwe, I think, is a broken nation. Challenges are running kakhulu, and some of these challenges do affect young people. Let me say, most of the challenges are actually affecting young people. We have what I would term a lost generation. Young people who have never been employed. Young people who do not know what it means to earn an honest and decent living. Young people can't afford the basic things. You know, you're talking of young girls, young women who can't afford, you know, sanitary wear. So it has caused a lot of problems. Young people that are into drug and substance abuse. So for me, moving forward is having a proper diagnosis of a problem. What is exactly is the Zimbabwe crisis? I know it is multidimensional. It does have an economic dimension to it. But what exactly is the Zimbabwe crisis? Which makes people easily get on each other's throats on a simple matter of choosing who can be the mayor of Blawa. So for me, I think that's a major challenge. The second thing, I think we need this new administration to begin to be confident that they have changed from what they were in the past. Remember, this is not necessarily an entirely new faces in government. These are people who were there, whether playing secondary or primary roles, but were there. They were part of the system. They benefited from the system. We need them to begin to build confidence. We need to deal with issues of corruption in this country. It's a big issue. It's taking away livelihoods from families. It's taking away jobs from young people. It's taking away business opportunities from young people. Young people that want to just start a small business have to pay up a lot of money to just get your small business running.
Right. Pepe, siloku sikudabalunye about speaking about ama businesses, and it's a good thing you brought that up. We know ukuthi recently uMongameli and the ZANU-PF, I guess, government, if you want to refer to it as that, said they were looking towards launching a youth empowerment bank. Lapo, they would distribute or set aside $12 million. Yona ezabe elenjongo eyokuthuthukisa abontanga who are looking to open ama businesses and all that. I guess my first question would be, First of all, is $12 million enough?
It's not enough. It's not enough. But see, I think we are approaching it from a different, from a wrong angle. What do we want to do with 12 million? You see, previous youth development funds, your Kurerauwondla, your Stanbic fund, they've not achieved their goal because we don't know what we want to do with youth development funds. We don't even have a national youth development strategy as a country. We don't know what sectors are we looking at. What are we promoting? Are we promoting STEM? Are we promoting arts? Are we is it a multidimensional fund? How do we? Because I think that's where we need to start. That's why they give young people money and the money disappears into, you know, it's never paid back because it's not clear. What are the gaps? Do we want to address, do we want to give people money to start small businesses, or do we want to help young people to understand the step-by-step processes of being an entrepreneur? Do we want them to actually to assist existing businesses to grow? You know, if, once we are able to deal with that, certainly, how are we distributing the money? So there was a problem with the previous fund. Chubb's Old Mutual put in money, and they are the ones that are putting money, they are the ones that are distributing the money. And it's not clear, there's no transparency whether 10 million was distributed or not. Okay? I think we need to have a separate board that should manage the distribution of the fund so that it speaks both to transparency and relevance. Because you can give the money, but it's not relevant to people's, young people's needs. You know, it was funny that, you know, with the CAPS money, we were told that there's at some point that 5.4 million had been distributed. No one knows what happened to the rest. No one knows what, you know, who got, you know, all those things for me are critical. Before we even say, is 12 million enough? Let's get systems first. What systems, what do we want to focus on? Which is our age group? Which, a lot of young people are into ICT now. If you put a board of old people, they'll obviously not select ICT-based projects. They'll not select new industries. They'll stick to what they know. So we need all those issues addressed before we even go to the amount itself.
I Pepe, what you bamba mlomo mandula umziru Pepe la.
Right. I think I agree by and large with what Tupepe is saying. The sectors had to be delineated and narrowed down, not because I would take money and buy inchova and so on.
But inchova and
you know, so but he is very right to say the macroeconomic environment is the make or break of any of the, even if you put 100 million, but if the macroeconomic is not right, we had the e-command, they said 40% have not yet paid back a cent of that command money, you see. And previously he was mentioning about cabs and so on. I think those even, the numbers were even worse in terms of inability to repay. The macroeconomic environment is stifling. You keep hearing of large companies, about UBM, closing. What more a startup? And we know the startup failure rate already in a functional economy.
Is high.
Never mind ours, where there are so many challenges. So we have to address, this, it comes back to Mnangagwa. He's open for business mantra. He has to translate it quickly into concrete steps and programs that people can understand and start implementing, making the business environment much easier. That way, capital will start flowing from private sector once those and issues of cash crisis, and I mentioned in the past of the currency that we are using, which makes us uncompetitive when we try to produce.
So, gashi, which
currency is this?
No, look, we have to transition out of it. And we have said in the past, they must look at the options. We have bright minds who can do it, and they've looked at it in the past, maybe. The suggestions were not taken up, but it's something again they have to revisit urgently.
Right, Mandona, waiting in Bambo Mlomo. Vanzo, we have a caller.
Yes, Anzi Pana
Zozo. Zozo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Eh, magadi ya yumkoma. Uyakulumis ndebele mtara shona.
Niyakuluma.
How Zozo putwa munjan put? So uyizwile indaba esekudwini lamhlanje.
Yizwile imnandi sibili mtakamama.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu bhuti. So awusitsheleke ukuthi yini umbono wakho?
Ya, lapho umbono wami ukuthi khona vele okungenzakala mtakamama ukuthi khona umongameli omutsha avule imisebenzi ontanga besebenzi. Hayi ukuthi ontanga abatshone bendiyandiya bebhemi group esenzani.
Ubona ngani umongameli ulamandla uyakhona ukukwenza lokho na?
Ya, ukuthi khona kungabanjwana kusetshenzwe kuhle elizwe lungakhethwanga ngemihlobo. Abantu bebopha amabhruke bethinsi bengayivusa i-economy. Kodwa kungaba lokungabambani, ha, akuthi antekenzakala sibi.
Manje uthini, uyazi kulabo ntanga abaningi, like I said, lapho bengixoxa lomunye umhlonitsho okhona ukudaba lolu. Ngisithi kulabantu abaningi abasakhulayo ababona ngani abafuna ukusebenza ndawonye lo mnankagwa ngenxa yokuthi basekele ubuchamisa, bathi asifuna, we don't even recognize mnankagwa as the president. Manje njengelizwe, how do we move forward, especially when we're speaking about abantu abasakhulayo?
Ya, khona kunxa ukuthi umuntu usekhethiwe mntakamama. Afuna ukucabamanga singatshayinje wasihle umphini ngoba uNkulunkulu uzasishisa. Kuyamele khona yena lo okhona sisebenzelayo simncediseni ngoba singamncedisa siyabe siyakhela izwe lethu, kasiyakhelini ilizwe. Ilizwe lethu iZimbabwe phela, ngeke sithelane amanga sibili. Kumele sisebenzeni, sisebenze gadali ukuze izwe liphumelele. Singaphumelela nabakusasa abazalithola ilizwe, kodwa singeke phisa thina awuthi athi siyayenza, singazikhohlisini sibili. Ngiyacela sibili bantu beZimbabwe.
Hayi, so siyabonga kakhulu bhuti, bekuhle ukuba la ukuhlelo baba.
Lami ngibongile.
Ima kancane, ungayi indawo, uma ndibona ufuna ukukhuluma la.
Zozo, I hope uChamisa ulalela ukuthi uthini ngathezi.
Yinxa elalele inyathaba sibili, sekumele khona avule indlebe zakhe sibili zithi kwacha. Azi ukuthi khona, inxa ukuthi khona umongameli umnaka wasekhethiwe, kumele senze indaye kuhle sibambaneni, ilizwe lithuthuke, ngoba ilizwe leli ngelethu. Asodikabani ngelethu amaZimbabwe, singazigcilini sibili.
Hayi,
uthuthuke sibili, i-economy ivuke sibili.
Yebo. Hayi, sikuzwile Zozo, siyabonga kakhulu bhuti.
Yebo, ngizangifunela futhi.
Hayi, of course, uhlelo is your program.
Alright, nami radio ngiyabantu.
Hayi, siyabonga baba. So Vanso wamuzwele Zozo.
Hayi, angiyamzwanga mina.
So Zozo aba ari kuthi. Uthini mandu?
I think Evans asata apura.
No. You're missing the point. My Ndebele is not very good, so I cannot follow. I cannot follow what you were saying. What
were
you
talking about? Let me. Yes. First point is Nyikandelu sezvara zveZimbabwe.
Okay.
Saka nyaya iyo kuti umwe ari kusapota Chamisa, umwe ari kusapota Mnangagwa, umwe ari kuti handisida kusenza ndaonye, handisida kusenza in the same area na Mnangagwa, nokuti ndiri kusapota Chamisa. Pasi nayo nyaya iyoyo.
Alright.
Tofanoenda mberi senyika. We're supposed to work together.
Okay.
And then he also says kuti aiwa, he feels kuti vaMnangagwa should deliver. He feels kuti, especially vanhu vechidiki, we need an opportunity to grow. Do you get it? You look confused.
Yes, an opportunity to grow and mature and become leaders of tomorrow, of course. And not lead now and today.
No, today and tomorrow. Which diki andri mugaram go and head.
And it's
but essentially that's what Uzozo was saying. Uguti,
okay.
He feels as though, especially when he hammered on this, Mwamunzo abanduna chibvunza ati, sakayo uruti Chamisa rukutere. But yes, I want Chamisa to listen to me right now. And
What was the point that was being emphasized on Chamisa?
He wants the country to move forward.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that this back and forth movement, no. Pantsinga. Okay. So let me just quickly go to ikhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele. Ngibona ngani kulabantu abaningi lamhlanje. Udube Bongani uthi hello. Udube Bongani unjani mama? Usipho Lunga uthi hello. Udube Bongani uphinde waze wafaka inombolo sikakudinga singathola ithuba mama. UManqube uthi hello. Manqube unjani? And then ngibona ngani kulo bhuti wami uThawuhobe. Thawuhobe unjani bhuti? Hello, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Umusa ufaka amehlo, just looking, just watching. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lawe. Ukhethiwe. Khanya ngani ufuna ukwengena kuhlelo waze wafaka inombolo. And then uhingambwa yo wazi wafake inhliziyo la siyakuthanda mama. And then Ruben Dlovu, he looks like he was hammering at the issue, like I brought about $12 million lena. Uthi we don't know what to do nge 12 million ngoba incane kakhulu.
Agreed.
Uyavuma?
Yep.
Mhm. And then Rejoice Dlovu was wathi hello siyakwamukela kuhlelo Rejoice. Evans angazi ukuthi ngubani okhona ukukhasile television.
This is Shona Rega tione kuti kunani kuno kunasi kuna Meshack Chikumba angonzi zviri sei ndiri kuno ku Joburg Zakaria Mbaiwa. Anzi tashikawo tiri kuno kupolokwane ku South Africa. Hilary Hidza Chindowa maswera sei hi from Pretoria. Vanhu vakawanda vari ku South Africa Mike panapa. James Pfungwa hanzi ndiri ku Windhoek ku Namibia. Father William Gore is watching.
Manduna kulo muntu okhanya ngani he is in the same lane with you uthi if you can't beat them or change them join them ed fair kwazo wafaka lama caps into caps
lock yeah
Well, kodwa kulo munyu Edward uthi edeep fair namo fair zwini zodura open for business is now turning into closing business
look it's early days. I understand ED has had 7 months of what much could you do in that 7 months? Now it's his mandate. The economy had a lot of hangover from the past. Bond note is not your ED's creation. He inherited it. He inherited a lot of things. I know you may say from Gav.
I'm glad you can make a narrow destination and you know exactly what to direct it.
So I love how you try to give a distinction between Umnangagwa and Umnangagwa. Because at the end of the day, it's the same bus. They're just different changing drivers. Same engine, same tires, same scope.
Yes, but...
Yeah.
But you must recall, this is a splitting of hairs. The electorate has accepted that distinction, and they've given Umnangagwa a mandate. So we have to go with that.
Okay.
Right, Bafethu masithatha umlaleli ngizutsilo. Kethiwe ecingweni. Kethiwe njani mama? Hello, Kethiwe ukhona?
Ngikhona.
Unjani mama?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi siyaphila, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi nami ngibonile kakhulu ngingena
esikoleni. Uyizwile indaba esegudwini?
Hayi indaba esegudwini sayizwa thina njengamayuthi sikhathazekile kakhulu indaba kababa uMnangagwa lapha isifiso sethu sivotile sibili ngobuningi sahamba sayovota sithi alubana ngawo bekungene upresident onaye osesemutha njengathi owazi udubolo ongasebenzi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi vele izanu zasiyizanu sekuthiwe ukuthi ngabe phela bayasithola umsebenzi ngoba nxa ungakhumbula u-review back to 2008 when kube the inclusive government uMorgan Tsvangirai walethi inguquko eningi kakhulu so kathesi nxa sikhangela bengayala belokho behwaba futhi ngezifunda lezo bengafuni ukuthi basifakele ubabuthamisa kuzasikakala ukuthi sizangena kuleyana isithuethini esasibhekane layo futhi ukuthi lesinkwa uyagcina lisidla kanye ngekhisi muthi nxa kuwukuthi lisibhalisile and ubuhlungu othi thina singapha emaphandleni elokhu zeningi eflabusi obuhlungu okuthi eflabusi yakhona akula mali 1-2 akula even umsebenzi imisebenzi yakhona kufakana vele ngilokhu zeningi ngokwazana ilokhu ukuthi uyazana kanjani uzafunda ufunde sibili kodwa at the end uzathola ukuthi umuntu ongela izini i-3736 olilunga lezana ngiyohamba futhi esiyosebenza emsebenzini onadingela umsebenzi so into esikhalela ngokuthi manje bezihlobo zethu obaba bagula lapha amaphilisi kumele aze ayethengwe sithiwa ngaebhotswana kumbe e-south
africa
like for instance lapha e-trabus la lapha esikhona thina sisendaweni okuthiwa kusemahole under trabus amaphilisi ayashota amaphilisi aye-TB ayashota kumele uzoya ugade udinga $10 to and from lawa useyothatha amaphilisi aye-TB okuyinto ezisa ubuhlungu kakhulu Othi nxa sikhangele kusho ukuthi phela obaba umnangagwayo sothukisa ngo-December umkhuhlane kusho ukuthi lamaphilisi ayo umkhuhlane ezisabese siwathathe elokuzenini umbe siwathenga njengakuqala okuyinto esizisa ubuhlungu ukuthi into yamahara into esifosayo sekumele ukuthi siyihambele umango ngenxa yokuthi bona abafuni ukuthi kumbe bazwisise labo babone ukuthi umomo uhamba njani. Ipenseni iyathathwa ezikolo lapha namhlanje abantwana bahambile baxotiwe baphendulisiwe asikwazi unxa bephendulisa baye besithi sibabhadale ngani ngoba thina vele asisebenzi phela akuda imali zakhona lathi ukuthi siye emakholeji izokupasile uform four ngu-form six uzahamba ekholeji ihamba ngani ngoba vele abadala baze vele bengelayo imali yakhona yini.
Hayi mama sizile kahle.
Into esiyicelayo kubaba umnangagwa ngokuthi yena yena phela ubutha bakhe wabuqedela emzini anti yena ligamba yena ubutha bakhe wabuqedela emzini so by the time we doing big wawungena sikhathi sokuthi kunjani usetshele so yena ukuphatheka komsebenzi mezi kakwazi so sicela ukuthi yena asizele izwi ukuthi thina ama-bone free basinikeza umsebenzi lathi sikwazi ukusebenzela iphucuko yelizwe lethu ngoba ilizwe salithanda kathesi mina ngibuye egoli e-South Africa e-South Africa kunzima kuqamba amanga nilala lisethuka up and down kube kuthiwe he lokhu zisenzathi ama-South Africans ngizosenzayo and then nxa ukhangela futhi you-come back to Zimbabwe nxa uthi ubuyile eZimbabwe sokusuka nzima futhi compared to us
Hayi mama sikuzile kahle siyabonga kakhulu bekuhle kuba la ukuhlela.
Hayi lami ngibonile.
Thank you. So Evans lapha umzila umama ukhethiwe basically she's talking about what she's faced. She towards the end of the conversation she talks about how she's recently came from South Africa and she feels kuthi it's very difficult the challenges that she faced in South Africa. It's very heartbreaking for her to go back to Zimbabwe to tell about Iowa maybe njana umkhana ukuthi ndisimudze semini wechidiki banzi vala vula sansikwethe abana chakaitika. She's also basically what she narrows down to is she's asking ED to provide imisebenzi jobs.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. I would rather throw this ball at you and look at the situation where let's look at this from a feasibility perspective.
Yes.
Creating jobs today in Zimbabwe using the bond notes, using a borrowed foreign currency, using limited resources where people are going to the banks today and they can only withdraw $300 in coins for the day, if at all they manage to get that much. How feasible is it to turn this economy around and create jobs? Zimbabwe right now is at over 90% unemployment. How
it's challenging, which is why I think as Ubaba Utemba, I was agreeing with him, even if a youth came to you with a business plan under this environment, 9 times out of 10 I think a bank would laugh him out of the building. They have to look at certain drivers that will kickstart the employment creation, whether it's infrastructure projects. These are things for which the government can access funds, whether it's from China or wherever, and start to kickstart jobs. And sectors like agriculture, where we already have our land reform we are talking, for example, the issue that there are multiple farm owners. As you weed them out, give those farms to the youth. People say Mugabe is 14 farms, 15 farms. Give the 13 farms to the youth, to our agriculture graduates. These are, to me, these are the initial gestures that will even change the narrative on Umnangagwa. Things like cutting grandiose. Be a government, that's if we are not going to buy new cars. We want to prioritize the hospitals. Gestures like that start to change a narrative in the way that people like Magufuli have done in their countries. I don't want it to be a waste of expenditure. You see, so he must also, on his part and the people around him, I don't know how successful they'll be, but
it's a good start.
Mike, I'm imagining President Emerson Mnangagwa riding a bicycle to work.
It's Lalele Manj.
Hey,
Kodwa ngiyenza ukuthi thina umthereri ari parunare so mncono sithatha umlaleli
and then
kana tatora mofu tuenda kune video ma video zedo
asa sawo mofu makadiko
yo mazimere
muse muse kwakadiko
ah kuno kumzala bani kwakamabala
muri kupi
ndiri kumzala bani
ehe kumzala bani nawiri mdariro mainzwa kai mafungiro enyu oti kudii
zviri kumakaba kuzimbabwe
zvoitwa sei
vakaita kuchina ikokoko vanonyora madhizi avo neti hope kuti vanoita bring something here asi ndakatarisana nenhau yemayouth yamurikutaura nezvaye in Zimbabwe zvaziri kungotaura mazuva anaya ndezvekuti mayouth asati amboinjoya chinonzi freedom from 1980 tikutarira isu mayouth vanhu vese vane makore ese waya kusvika iko zvinezvi vanhu ivavo they have never enjoyed freedom nanhasi tirikutarisa kuti hapana chinhu chatinotarisira kwavari kuti vangabudisa munyika takatarisana nemamiriro akaita nyika iye zvinezvi
zvino nai mukoma wangu zvoitwa sei kuti
izvozvo zvatiri kuedza kuda kutaura nezvekuti maelections akaitwa akapera vamunangagwa vakanzi tse
tapanzaiikuti
ivo varipo zvine zvavana chamisa vainge vachimiririro mbisi yanaenza hatingati isusu vangamanikidzirwa kunzi vapinde muhurumende iye yavari kutokana nayo ka ivo vacho varipo vana munangagwa ivavo ngavamiremire vaone zvekuita voita reengage yacho yavari kutaura iya nokuengeja kwacho kwavari kutaura ikokoko so that nyika inofambirira kuenda mberi haungamanikidziri mukadzi kuti apinde mushaka wayo wakamuramba
hei mukoma inini pandiri kuita dambudziko nevanhu vese vari kuedza kubatsiridza nyaya iyi pamwe chete pekuti munhu wese ari kuti vamunangagwa vanofanirwa kuona kuti voita sei kuti zvinhu zvinake ko imiwo vanhu vacho muri kuitei kuti muedze kuona kuti zvinhu zvanaka munyika
isusu semayutika takavhota tavhota semayuti ndosaka ndiri kuedza kutaura kuti we've never experienced chinhu chinonzi freedom muzimbabwe since 1980 nokuti kubva 1980 vacho taingova tiri vanhu vanokumbunyikidzwa isusu semayuti patiri kunouva sori kutaura izvakomana we are prepared for anything
mugoma mhofu maakuchichidzira munochichidzira nyika musadaro
kamari ndo zvinenge zvaipangovapo nokuti nhamo yacho zvinezvi yatonyanyisa
vanhu vanogona kuzomuka vofunga kuti mavati uyai tiende kuhondo mukoma
ndokufurirwa nabiti
hatikurudzire izvozvo aiwa vamhofu aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nemu pachirongwa handiti mukoma
zvakanakai
right so vafetsi aiwa totenda
imiiira
vamhofu right so bafethu sila mavideo lapha esimele sitshengisa abantu lapha we've been talking about uplifting abantu abasakhulayo the whole time eZimbabwe kule nhlelo eziningi ezijiyeneyo that are all set up ukuthi sithuthukise improve each other njengabantu abasakhulayo.
Alright.
So I'm going to show one of them. This one is called the Boost Fellowship. It's one of the programs set up in Zimbabwe. You're an Ellen Jongo, of course. So let's just go to the quick video of the Boost Fellowship. Lapo Sizwa, the founder, explaining more about the Boost Fellowship. And then we'll come back. We'll continue with this conversation. Linga Indawo Bafet.
This fellowship is a youth-based organization. We work in youth empowerment here in Zimbabwe. BOOST itself is an acronym for Building Opportunity on Student Talent. Started and formed in the year 2000. And it's intended to empower youth in Zimbabwe through providing them opportunities for their future. So basically, we look at ourselves as a bridge between the opportunities that young people seek for and the opportunities that are out there. So as BOOST, we are here in the middle to connect young people, whether it's entrepreneurial skills, business skills, or employment opportunities. We act as a conduit or a connector of young people through training them in different disciplines, through linking them with different opportunities, mentorship, as well as access to networks, funding, and other opportunities.
Here I coordinate the Delta BOOST Social Responsibility Program, as well as the Green Jobs Program that is run by the BOOST Fellowship with the support of UNICEF Zimbabwe.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about them?
Okay. With the Delta BOOST Social Responsibility Program, we are into profitable waste management models in Zimbabwe. So we are working with 10 universities, and we have created 5 power teams. With these teams, they go out into communities and implement profitable waste management models. You understand that we are a country that experiences a lot of challenges in relation to dealing with waste. So we are trying to work with youth and making them see that you can actually earn a livelihood from waste. So we have 5 power teams that are running entrepreneurial initiatives in Zimbabwe. For instance, we have one that is into making crafts from cans. So they are earning from what we normally see as waste. And they've also developed a mobile application that is into waste collection. So once you have waste in your community, you can simply contact them via the mobile application. They come and collect, and at zero cost, they make goods that they can sell.
So I'm a student, and I'm on internship for BOOST Enactus, or BOOST Fellowship. So I'm from Bindura University, and I'm going for 4-1 next semester. I'm doing banking and finance.
What is it that motivated you to come and maybe decide to do your internship here?
Well, with BOOST Enactus now, you get to meet a lot of important people, especially here in Zimbabwe. So I would like to get into politics someday. So I thought maybe if I go to BOOST, you know, do my internship there, I would have an opportunity to meet, you know, a lot of important people. And then maybe someday they might remember me, and I might get into politics.
Right, Bafetu, you heard Leo is one of the programs set up in Zimbabwe. It was founded by Ubusi Marandure. Shout out to Busi. And also shout out to Paul Ndio, who is one of our VOA correspondents. He was in Zimbabwe recently. So, Bafetu, if you just joined in, you are tuned in to The Connection. We have about 15 minutes left in the program. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're speaking about the one and only President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi nina njengabantu abasakhulayo, what are your expectations of him? 1, 2. Uyamsekela na umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa? If not, why? If you believe, do you believe ukuthi he's capable of uplifting your life njengomuntu ongusakhulayo? If you're looking to join the program, Evans, what's the number? On the spot. Oh. Wanyara. Anyway, 001-602-619-2077. That's the number to call, Bafetu. Ngenani kuhlelo ngobunengi benu. In studio, we have Calvin Manduna, PhD student at Howard University. And of course, he is a fairist. Can we call you a fairist?
Well, yes, you can.
I'm joking. So, Bafetu, it sounds like we have another caller on the line. Everyone's got to tell him, Tereri. Caller, caller, ecingweni unjani.
Hello?
Hello?
Eh, Magadi Baba, munotaura here, kana kuti munokuluma?
Ndinotaura, I can speak also.
Yes, okay. Papa. Welcome to the program.
thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Firstly, I would like to greet you, all of you there, and I would like also to greet all the Zimbabweans all over the whole world. And back home in Zimbabwe, greeting to you, all of you.
Thank you.
You are speaking to Miss Mananda here in South Africa, Johannesburg. You see, my encouragement to the government towards the youth is that I would want to urge the government to source the money for to promote the entrepreneurship and all the projects for them to access employment to other projects that we might have. But however, the president alone cannot do it without our support. In as much as we know that one finger doesn't make a sound, we need to be together to support him. Elections have come and have gone. And we need to support our president and to have a positive mind. And once we have the positive mind, Zimbabwe will change sooner or later. It will move on with a high prosperity that we are going to come to a developed country that we know. But if we kept on fighting like the way how it is currently, with others are pulling the other side is pulling on the other side, not to accept the election. Comrade Mnangagwa was elected, and they need our support. There is no change to it. So I encourage the government that they need to sort the money. And once the money is there, let the government also promote the entrepreneurship and the project that is to make the youth to have an access to get jobs wherever they are. And that's the only way how we can help our youth. Otherwise, if we cannot do that, we still have got a lot of problems. And that is my only observation, and that is what I think should be done by all of us as Zimbabweans, both home and in diaspora. Let's work together. Let us have a positive mind to uplift our youth. And our youth are the future. Thank you very much.
Aiwa, vamananda. Tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nepachirongwa.
Tavanzwa vamananda. Vamananda vari kuti hurumende dai yatsvaga mari.
Dollar billion.
Ndochunjekutanga chandabata. Chechipiri, anzi president, mutungamiri wenyika, havangagoni kushanda vega vakabudirira. Ngati vatsigirei. Vataurawo nyaya yemaprojects yavari kubata batai. Vakurumbidza vaenda mubvunzwa. Ndandichavabvunza ndewekuti hurumende iyi yavari kuti itsvage mari inoitsvaga kupi. Nekuti kwese kuzhinji zhinji kunositsvagwa mari nehurumende uku. Kune zvikweretu zvisati zvabhadharwa. Iyo hurumende yacho haitorina mari yekuti ivo
vabhadhare zvikweretu.
Vachawana kupi imwe yavari kuti dai hurumende yatsvaga mari yauya? Hameno pamwe ndimi munonzwisisa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika idzi kuti dzinofamba
singaaiguma ndona
sisaungamkhoaibhebhe
usasekhonekta cingweni bhebhe right so umzwile umlaleli wethu Mananda lapho njalo silo mhlonitsho omunye who's in studio uKelvin Manduna uMananda uyasho ukuthi first things first, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. You can't grow with unless you grow within a community. So uyasho ukuthi uMongameli uMnangagwa needs support from abantu, especially all Zimbabweans, diaspora, local, international, wherever you are. And umZulu Evans now bringing in indaba eya debt. Now, bearing that in mind, indaba lena eya debt. How feasible is it ukuthi uhulumende lo will be able to generate anything or any programs as it can ukuthuthukisa abontanga that will be successful? Because generating it and creating it is one thing, but ensuring ukuthi it's successful is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I think for me it's a whole lot of things. I think if you're listening to viewers, basically what listeners, what they're asking for. Is a government that is reflective of themselves in Zimbabwe. So we need a government that is fully reflective of the makeup of Zimbabwe, both in tribal and in terms of age, in terms of you know, gender, in terms of race representation. I think from what I'm listening, people are saying we want to see ourselves. in that government.
Of course, as usual.
So, that's a very fundamental strategic starting point. So let's have this government restoring confidence in Zimbabwe by being reflective of the makeup of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, I think for me, they need to move towards showing a fundamental difference from the old. You know, we need to own up to our debts. We need to start paying our debts. We owe the IMF. That's why we can't borrow from the IMF. We need to show strategic reforms that are moving us in the path towards economic recovery. We need we owe even China. We owe everyone in this world. I mean, we owe EPP countries. But we need to start moving towards restoring confidence in all our borrowers. Thirdly, for me, it's about, again, going back to the point of making sure that we build a better macroeconomic framework. You know, investors will look at whether local investors, whether Zimbabweans are investing in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. If Zimbabweans themselves start investing in Zimbabwe, the whole world will invest in Zimbabwe. But if Zimbabweans don't invest in Zimbabwe, the world will not invest in Zimbabwe. What do I mean? Let's make it possible for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to actually invest in Zimbabwe. Let's make our operational framework. I was talking to a few friends of mine that I'm working in the energy sector. You know, it's so close. And these are Zimbabweans trying to come back into Zimbabwe. ZERA is the regulatory authority owned by ZESA. ZETDC, which is the distributing, is owned by ZESA. Zimbabwe Power Company, which is the generator, is owned by ZESA. How do we allow people to begin to be independent energy producers, to begin to supply into our grid, which is in so much need of? So let's make the framework, the environment, conducive for people to work. Zimbabwe to invest in Zimbabwe. Then the whole world will invest in Zimbabwe. I mean, lastly, for me, it's an issue. I hear a lot of people saying, let's support youth entrepreneurship projects. As long as we understand that we need to deal with macroeconomic fundamentals first,
mm-hmm.
because we there's this tendency to throw money at the problem of young people.
Mm-hmm.
You are making it worse. You're getting them frustrated. A lot of young people, I listen to the Boost Fellowship thing. A lot of those young people are equipped. They know what they need to do. They know what they must do. But they don't. The environment is not conducive, not allowing them to do what they must do. So it's going to be problematic if we don't deal with this. I mean, the very last, let's deal with the liquidity. I hear somebody say, bond notes are bad. I think that's a conversation Zimbabweans agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Bond notes are not the best way forward. But let's have a broader conversation. Government must talk to its citizens and let's have a broad conversation of how to deal with the macro, the currency issue. It should not be restricted to a few people. The few people who have done that decisions in the past brought us bond notes. Let's have a broader conversation. How do we deal with our liquidity crisis? How do we deal with our debt crisis so that Zimbabweans, together with the government, can work towards a better future? I think we now need a fundamental shift. In the past, government was talking at us. We need government to talk with us and have a conversation with its own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens will help change the image of this country. But as long as citizens are not confident, they don't feel included, involved, starting from government, they will not help change the image of this country.
Yes, perfect. That was a mouthful. Mandun, what do you say about that?
I agree with Mr. Bebe. For me, right now, the ball is in the government's court.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, and I appreciate all those who are saying, as citizens, we have to do our part. This mm-hmm. is fair and fine. But the government policies are what will create, even for us here as diaspora, for me to put money at home, whether to buy a house or to start something,
it's
the
going
comfort
somewhere.
Comes from the government creating mm-hmm. that space. So the ball is in their court. But they must move faster than what we are seeing right now. Mm-hmm. This is we need to see some urgency.
Mm-hmm.
As Bebe is saying, people want to see this dialogue quickly taking place and translating into action, especially on the macroeconomic issues.
Mm.
Yeah.
So abantu kukhasilethu le VOA indebele uthendayi ulo umlayezo lo for wena. Uthi slogan inonakidza idive. Let's give it 3 months then we'll talk about it.
No, we have 5 years.
Yes, please.
I got you one.
Uthi ungayindawo, we are here for 5 years, another 5. And then uthandiwe mavundla uthi ngeke bavula amabhizimusi abantu ngoba imali yabo izathathwa ngama banks.
Look, South Africa is entered a recession right now.
Mm.
30% unemployment. And I keep saying this is an economy who beat us on every metric of infrastructure, access to finance, skills. They have all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is the monster of unemployment that they are facing.
Mm.
So it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Government has to really address this thing head on. We can't have the same characters who brought us Summer Bond Note. This, I think there's a consensus.
Mm.
Across the border in Zimbabwe, that we need a team that is capable.
Mm.
If you were going to build the new cabinet,
who would be in it?
I maybe not prudent to name names. Mm-hmm. I would say, what okay, would I want to see
exactly? Okay,
out of them. Mm. I think number one, I don't want individuals who are tainted by corruption. Probity is key for us.
Mm.
Those who the record of corruption in the past, I think those should be out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I would like to see people who have a track record of delivery. Mm. For me, I go by CV. If you delivered in the past, I have confidence. But if you come because you were a good dancer during the primaries, and a haula and a noisemaker, and that is why we are putting you, because loyalty, that was Mugabe's criteria, loyalty, that won't work for us. The key ministries, as we know, are finance and the bank there and industry and so on. I would love to see someone with a private sector background coming in there in those structures. I think that will really give a fillip to our private sector and to our external partners that there's some seriousness.
Right, Buffett, we have one more caller. We have 3 minutes. Caller, mlaleli. We're giving you 30 seconds. Usungeni lokuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa tinogamuchirai.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Chief?
25 seconds.
So, let's wrap the program up. I'm giving you 20 seconds. Umzulu Patrick is the government gaichinje maitiro.
Angazutu Patrick, he wants to relitigate the election. But on a serious note, I think, let's give him time. I know people are very frustrated. We are all frustrated.
Mm.
We want things to happen immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what they are going to do in the second 100 days, euphemistically speaking, if they will inspire confidence in us. If they are not 2023, then they will go.
Let's move. Right, Bafetu, says Fige Mapeto Lengo Shelo. Hey, it was a very energetic program. Thank you so much to Wonku Muntu Ngenile Ukhlelo Lumbonile, Besilo Kelvin Manduna Ecingweni, Ehlelweni, Besilo Liphathi Ubhebhe Ecingweni, njalo besilo abalaleli abaningi abangenile ukuhlelo bafethu olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Libe levikele mnandi olivalisayo nguMike Hobe, Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Have a good night.